What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
And I'm your co-host, Snuff.
Today's going to be a much more relaxed day.
Yes.
We're tired of talking so much shit off the mic. We kind of ran out of shit to talk on the mic. But it happens. It happens. There's those days, people.
There's so much going on in our lives right now, and it's becoming a little bit hectic to keep this up. And also maintain a presence online and deal with this tuner battleground bullshit and plan out for what we got going on as far
so,
as...
So, hopefully we have some cool stuff to announce.
Wow, you cut that off. That was good.
In a future date, that's all.
Before I'm not going to give it to them. Stop
good,
it.
Good, good. I'm glad. You're learning.
And then the whole thing with my bumper, that's fucking taking a toll on me. And the door handle broke the other day and I'm fucking pulling on it. I'm like, ah. So, hold on. Hear me out, guys. I go to a fucking meet just... You know, I got no front bumper, so who gives a fuck what happens now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you guys about that in a little bit. And I get to the meet and park and bullshit and blah, 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 blah. Cool car, dude. Right? Bullshit. The guy's like, can I see the inside? I'm like, sure. I even got like little blue lights on the inside. I'll turn them on for you. And I go to grab the handle. And it's just...
And door doesn't open.
Door's not opening. So he's looking at me. I'm like, all right, what am I going to do right now? So with my sweater, I put my hand in my sweater and I wipe down the door handle and I put the key in and I twist it to see if the window will drop. The window drops and I open it from the inside. He goes, what the fuck was that? I was like, I just remembered door handle carbon. I didn't want to fuck it up. He goes, it just broke, didn't it? And I looked at him. I was like, what do you drive the other Z over there? He was like, yeah. No, I get in from my passenger side. Dude, how do you fucking even answer that to somebody? Like, it broke in front of him. Anyway, long story short, that and it's just a pile of fucking things, dude. I'm at that age. I'm 33 now. And between the baby talk and the meme sending back and forth with it and Tuner Battlegrounds, dude, Tuner Battlegrounds? What?
I mean, congratulations. It is now officially stage 4. You and Eddie.
Top 8
officially, which link is open, guys. For the voting.
Link in my bio. @Z33Snuff is my Instagram and also my TikTok.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you have TikTok.
Tiki-taki.
So, yeah, have you... Has the stress level come down a little bit from, like, stage 4?
All right. Well, so, hear me out. The bends I'm going against this time is not even something I would buy nor modify in a fashion that way. And I sort of hold a personal grudge against it.
Why? What the fuck? What the? Wow, that came from inside, too. Like, I saw your fucking demeanor change and everything. Jesus Christ.
So my both grandparents had cancer and were avid Marlboro smokers.
Wow. Okay, so you're going to really go based on, like, the theme that the poor guy picked.
You chose Cowboy Killers as your theme.
In
cigarettes so good they'll stop your heart.
Fucking Christ.
What is wrong with this guy?
I'm pretty sure that wasn't his
like
his mental state when he decided to go that route. I'm pretty fucking sure. Like, where's that guy in North Bergen? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure that wasn't the fucking plan whatsoever.
But I don't know, something about it.
I can see the a semi-trigger point. I can see that. But aside from that, it's like not a terrible build. Like, it's clean.
Yeah. Tell me one thing on it you like. Not the wing.
Actually, I do like the three-piece wing on it. That's actually a very rare...
I said not the wing, cocksucker.
It's a very rare part, by the way.
Go ahead, Ali.
I do like his wheels, even though they're stock Evos, but they actually go really well with the car, which I would have not expected.
What kind of Evos are they?
Oh, I forgot what Evo he said.
No. But the S-word you used.
S-word? What S-word?
Yeah. You said they're stock?
They're stock Evo wheels. Yes, they're stock Evo wheels. Okay. I forgot what version Evo he got it from. That is not a... Why are you talking so much shit right now, bro? Get it? He's starting to start some shit.
I'm not feeling the build. I don't like the way his hair is cut. I don't like the way he walks. I don't like the way the fucking leather smells inside the car. I don't like shit about it, all right?
Jesus Christ.
It he's lucky not... I don't shove the car inside of him. Just get rid of it and then shove him back in his mother.
What is wrong with you?
Jesus. I don't have enough time for caffeine.
No, overall, the car's not bad. We were looking at...
You're a liar.
No, it's really not. It's really not. I actually like it. It's clean. It really is clean.
Yeah, it's clean for a vinyl with multiple layers. Sure.
That's not here or there.
I can build that car on eBay.
Wow, you're talking hella shit right now. God's going to punish you. God's going to fucking punish you. Watch. You watch. You watch. Keep talking shit. You're going to fucking regret that.
You know what's
one.
Funny?
What?
Going back like a few days ago. And this is a true story.
You saw Jesus?
Somebody goes to me, you know, God's going to... I was making fun of somebody that I shouldn't have been making fun of. I'm not going to get into details because you guys are going to think I'm a garbage person.
Guaranteed he was probably retarded.
No. The guy, all right. Fuck me.
He had a few extra ribbons that said it's special.
No.
Remember, guys, it's hatemail@c4lifestyle.com.
He wasn't... He had a funny walk. Let's call it that.
Oh, you were fucking with a nigga with a limp. He had a shorter leg? One shorter leg than the other one?
Why are you like this?
No, because I knew people like that.
With a giant chalk under the
yeah, waterfall. Yeah, to even them out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I sound so excited by this, by the way, people.
Have you ever
but I really do know, like...
Have you ever seen it on a Jordan 3, where it's like a custom Jordan 3 that matches, like, the midsole and all that?
So that means if you were to take that Jordan 3, it would be worth more in StockX because it was modified?
No, that's only on cars.
Oh, okay.
Never okay, mind. So you walked in, and I noticed it. I was like, the fuck?
Straight to hell we're going, bro. Jesus.
And my coworkers were like, what? I'm like, yo, that's modified. Like, my man went and had a Jordan 3 made so that way he can rock some hard sneakers. I respect it. And then one of the guys was like, yo, imagine you decide to stick that shit in your ass. That's going to hurt. And I was like, why would he do that? He said, don't talk shit. He's going to fuck you up. I said, I'm not talking shit. I'm just admiring a fucking pair of shoes. What are you doing?
Uh-huh.
Long story short, back and forth, the old guy goes, God's going to punish you. What do you think happens the next day? This nerve in my back by my desk.
Hurting like a motherfucker. Oh. Like he did step on it with that heel?
Like he... Fucking Shawn Michaels scissor axe kicked me in the back. And I got to tell you, it doesn't feel good. Because I've always had back issues, but that's neither here nor there. So, yeah. When you say God's going to punish you, I'm like, oh, shit. It's going to happen twice? I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It's awful. It's awful.
Well, like I said, we were just checking on the Tudor Battleground site now and seeing all the cars, how they're lined up. And... I strongly believe somebody in PazMag is running a cruel joke. That's pretty much what it comes down to. And yo, I'm sorry. You know, kudos to this everybody that's been like watching this website and watching the competition. It's been like insane so far. But honestly, how the fuck, man, are you gonna put the V12 guy, right, against another WRX?
This, by the way, this is V12 guy that had 909 votes last week.
Yeah, out of nowhere, like really out of nowhere. Because we've been tracking the website, we've been voting like daily for our guys. So we get to see the score sheets and how they're going. So we're like, fine. We're like, oh, he's like at 300 something. Then before you know it, the last day it was like 909. And we're like, what the fuck? But again, how the fuck are you going to put the V12 guy against the other WRX? Which, again, kudos to you. My heart's out to you. Prayers. I hope you fucking do awesome. But I'm going more in terms of, like, the analytics of, like, what the car's made in the last stages. So when you put that into account, you're like, how the fuck are you going to put the one that got, like, close to 90?
Make it make sense.
With the one that got 909. Who the fuck did this guy piss off in the office of the PazMag?
I just want to know.
To fucking deserve that one. Because I only say this because I would assume they would have done the closest in brackets worth point-wise for the next stage.
Yeah, you would hope. I mean,
that's,
you know?
What, that's what I was assuming this entire time. Apparently not. That's completely out of the fucking water. They're, you know, it's one of those. There's other cars that are in the competition, like in the next bracket now for the eight cars, that you can kind of like line them up. You're like, okay, these kind of make sense.
You're close.
Yeah, exactly. You're close and these make sense. But like, I was, bro, that's
dumbfounded.
Fucked. Yeah, no, that's fucked up. That's like
me fighting the guy with the short leg.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. That's exactly what that is.
God forgive me.
And the V12 is like Jesus. Because I'm a fucking teach you something right now, boy. That's exactly what the fuck I'm gonna do to you. I'm gonna teach you something.
The V12 is Thanos.
He's about to snap your ass.
But snap your leg.
But you know what I mean? It's kind of wild when you think about it. Like fuck, man.
He's gonna rip like, the kid's leg off and stick it in his ass.
I can only imagine, like, again, I don't even know who this guy is. Like, you know, we were just here bullshitting. But I'll laugh at, like, he's the one that was, like, messaging them for, like, an article nonstop. And they're like, gotcha, bitch. Like, that's their payback. You're gonna fucking learn today. Boom, I guess the 900 voted one. You know what I mean? Like, who knows, really? But I don't, like, that one left me dumbfounded.
He probably jumped on a Facebook Live or Instagram Live. This is bullshit. They're going to put me against this jerk off, you know, and he started talking shit.
It's somebody from the office overheard.
It was like, oh, really?
Oh, no, we'll give you a reason to talk shit, my boy. We'll give you a reason. Just wait.
And also.
What?
I don't know about the Scat Pack, but I know she gets on live every now and again.
You
know.
Yeah. She normally does her little tirades here and there.
So they put her up against the... you know, the Corona
the Golf R.
Corona R.
I am interested to see how those two play out in the competition, though.
It's definitely going to be interesting to watch.
Oh, again, did I think those two were going to be versed together? No, I didn't. To be honest, I really thought you were going to go up against the Scat
Pack. I was hoping I didn't have to.
To be honest, I thought because you guys were the closest ones in bracket wise. But again, I don't know. Let's see what happens. I'm kind of curious to see how this stage goes. It started yesterday, which was February 27th, and it ends March 1st, I believe, at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So definitely, guys, go vote for your cars. Hopefully you vote for the C4 cars, which would be great, too. Appreciated. But yeah, no, just like, again, we were just browsing through the website, seeing who's versing who, and just like, what the fuck?
You know what's bugging me out? And I think
I'm pretty sure other people have had to have seen this shit and be like, oh, that's fucked up. You don't do that, bro. Like, and I'm not even knocking the build because, you know, forget about the V12 one. The build alone is clean, is presentable, yeah. And it's hold its own in the competition. But let's be for real. You put it up against, you know, leveled out
like stuff, minds.
Like exactly like-minded builds. Yeah, no, just like fucking dumbfounded completely when I saw that shit. I cannot be the only one. I really cannot be the only one to think this way. I'm pretty sure other people out there were like, what the fuck? It's like Ant-Man going up against Thanos. You know what I mean?
Like, and Thanos is wearing fucking Vin Diesel's Tims.
That never crease. Oh, man. But let's see what happens. Good luck. I wish you guys the best of luck.
Another thing that's starting to bug me out.
What?
I have no front bumper on right now.
Yeah. It's a nice aerodynamic look you got going on.
And I got to figure this out.
Well, you have a few different avenues.
So, I don't know.
Or options.
Did we tell them what happened with the front bumper?
No.
All right.
Unless you want to get into that rabbit hole, but that's fine if you want to.
Yeah, okay, sure. We'll talk about its content, right? Right. I'm not going to bash anybody because that's not what I'm here to do today, right now.
Yeah, today.
I'm lying. Because within the next 10 minutes, I'm not going to bash anybody. Whatever.
You know what it is? We're too tired of talking behind the mic anyway. So now in front of the mic, you guys are getting like the...
PG.
Exactly. You guys are getting the PG version today.
Materials failed. And carbon failed, and it started to dissociate itself completely.
That's a nice way to say it, fall off. What? Oh, my bad. I forgot you were trying to be cute about it.
And it cracked and made lines, and that's basically the long and short of it. where I'm going to have to go back and redo the entire front bumper.
From scratch, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, like I said, luckily it failed the way it did is a benefit to you because you kind of have a clean canvas, literally by pure fucking luck.
So the other thing is I'm thinking about switching it up to a whole new bumper. I've been looking at the Weber bumper. If anybody knows what the 350Z Weber bumper looks like, it's fucking fire. If you don't know what it looks like, you live under a rock or it's just super rare and you haven't seen it yet.
I would say just Google it because for anybody that doesn't have a Z, they're probably not going to know what that bumper is.
Yeah, use your Googles, people. And that's where I'm going with that, man. I don't know, man. There's too much up in the air. I know the material that I ordered doesn't come in for the next 3 weeks. Because I already got a message back.
It's out of stock or it's on back order? What is it?
It is on back order in the length that I want it in. I'm like, why can't you just cut it out of a regular fucking degular schmegular, you know?
Okay, okay.
And basically, the long and short of it is, it would... It says, we only have 1.5 yards in stock. It will be 3 weeks. We schedule to run the product again. If this is enough material for your project, I will send it to you and a full refund. I apologize for our delay. Regards, Kyle.
Well, at least they're nice about it.
Yeah, it's innovative composite technical.
So you're going to end up waiting?
Fuck yeah. I'm not going to. Okay. What am I going to play it close and then...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. It's not one of those you can't really...
1.5 yards. Let's talk about this, I guess. Mm-hmm. How many feet is that? 5?
Yes.
The fuck am I going to do with 5 feet?
Lay it on the ground and wrap yourself up like a carbon burrito?
I hate
it was
you.
Way
I...
too easy. It was honestly way too easy not to say that. But go on.
Go fuck yourself. I'm done. But yeah, man, I really do need the full fucking 4 yards because I got other plans with the rest of it.
If you get the material, are you still gonna like go for the other bumper? Or
I might still buy the other bumper, and then on top of that, I might carbon skin that bumper. Who knows?
Okay, okay. I mean, like I said, you know what it is? It's such a pain in the ass that it happened. But at the same time, it's kind of a blessing in disguise. Sort of. When you think about it.
How so? It gives me room for opportunity to grow.
Well, yeah. In terms of like why... Like I said, you can go two different avenues, really.
My back is killing me.
That's what happens when you make fun of a fucking limp midget.
He wasn't a midget.
Well, whatever.
He was disabled, dude. You're an asshole.
I forgot the name, what they call. I'm sorry.
The word is disabled.
Fine, then we'll go with disabled. That's what happens when you crack wood, you know.
No, it was the old fucking viejo saying, God's going to punish you. And then God was like, who, him? Shut up. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But yeah, no, you do have like two different avenues you can go. And like I said, it is semi-blessing. Because again, if that would have failed and if like half the bumper would have cracked off.
And ripped under the car? Yes. Drivetrain goes.
No, not even drivetrain because it's fiberglass and carbon fiber. That just would look like your car did an entire huge line of cocaine.
No, you're wrong. You ready for this? My drive shaft is carbon fiber.
Oh no, you're blowing it to shit.
Drivetrain.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Forget what I just said. A humongous line of cocaine and the car's just going to whine. Boom, die.
So what's going on here?
I swear to God, I love this hobby and I want to burn it to the ground sometimes.
It's not as easy as we make it look, kids.
It's not. It is fun, though. Like, you know what I mean? End of the day, I've always told this to everybody that when they tell me this shit. Like, oh, my. Like, when all the OGs, I talk to them randomly. Oh, my God, bro. I can't believe you're still doing this. And I look at them, and I'm just like, yeah. I don't know how I'm doing it either sometimes. But, no, like, deep down, I'm just like, no. I genuinely really love it. And it sucks. Half the times, I just want, honestly, I'm just like, bro, why?
why do I keep on doing this to myself?
Why? Exactly. Yeah, yeah, you do think like that sometimes. And especially more when, like, shit goes wrong. Like with our cars, or like in the builder, you're waiting for a part, they'll send you the wrong one, or you get it and it's broken, and I'm like, fucking Christ.
The
man.
Best was my
what?
Center console.
Wait, what happened to the center console?
When I was doing my center console, painting everything white, you know, you gotta sand it back and then primer it and then paint it white.
Wait, didn't you like paint it and then you forgot and you touched it? And then it had like your fucking hair.
A thumbprint?
Oh my god, sorry guys, that shit was loud.
I launched that shit across the warehouse. I don't want to fucking do this anymore. Why did I pick white? I fucking hate this car.
But then he ran back really quick to get it and like dusted off because, oh, wait. I don't have another one. I don't have one. If I fuck this one up, I don't have another one.
And I thought to myself immediately, I'm going to have to sand this back. It's not going to be fun. It's such a stupid hobby.
It is.
It's such a stupid hobby.
When you really sit down and think about it, yeah.
I hate you for this. I fucking hate you.
You know what it is? It's much like anything else.
You should have told me to collect Pokemon cards.
It probably would have been easier. Probably more cheaper. You probably would have made more money in that aspect. But no, it's one of those. I swear to God. End of the day, I wouldn't trade this hobby for anything. Because I've gotten to meet so many fucking people.
I'm sorry that about that.
No, there's a few. I'm like, yeah. Jesus, what the fuck, man?
Put them back in their mother.
Yeah, like, bro, there's a few. There's definitely a few on my list. But overall, I would say the 90%, I wouldn't trade it for the world because I've met so many people that if it wasn't for the hobby, I would have never even crossed paths with them, like, at all, remotely, because at the end of the day, it's funny that I'm even saying this. I've had guys in the team that have been such oddballs, so out there. Like, literally, if it wasn't for the hobby, bro, no. Like, no.
Say Alfredo's name. Say Alfredo's name.
No, I don't care about Alfredo. Alfredo's fine.
Alfredo's out there.
My little midget.
Oh, shout out Jesse again.
Well, what happened with Jesse?
Because I feel like it.
Oh, okay.
No. She's been voting.
Oh, yeah. She does enjoy our commentary and our stupidity on the podcast.
I know she listens to us. Because
she sends us in the group chat.
There's love. There's so much love.
Take care of our boy, Joey, with his cute little sweat shorts that he has on. He knows what I'm talking about. I'm going to probably get a text for that.
Yeah, stupid.
But anyway,
you're looking to get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
She's going to make Tammy do it too. She's like, Tammy, he pissed me off. Go get him. And she's going to come and fuck just.
That was good timing. That was actually pretty good timing. That usually doesn't work. If we would have planned it out, it would have never worked out.
That'd be your head popping off your body.
But yeah, no, honestly, Jesus Christ, bro. I've met some oddballs. I've met some fucking oddballs. And I still say, if it wasn't for the hobby.
Oh, by the way, Tammy just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Tammy.
Well, yeah, no, I got her on Facebook and in the group chat. Yeah. You're late.
Yeah, I know. Dude, I'm telling you, I had a lot of shit going on with me.
No, it's fine. I mean, shit, it happens. What the fuck? I mean, aside from, like, PazMag and the bumper and trying to figure that out.
And the other thing we're working on.
And again, we are working on a few other things that are, like, extremely fucking cool. And hopefully, it would be cool to have, you know, everything set in stone, as they say. And the announcement.
DS14 side markers, too.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm helping you redo your lights and all that stuff. So that's going to be fun. We have a few cool tricks that we're going to be doing. I'm probably going to, like, shoot him a video of me cutting up his light just so he can run to the bathroom and go take a shit.
You're an asshole.
Nah, it makes me happy inside.
I'm going to text your mother a dick pic. See how you like that?
Do it. I'll give her cell phone number so you can do it directly.
You think your grandmother has a high heart rate? Wait till mommy gets a picture of this thing.
It's so stupid. I told you guys this episode was going to be a shitter.
Yeah, but we're basically good. We got it all out.
Oh, my God.
This is just a touch-up on what's going on in our lives.
No, you know what it is? It's a lot of planning behind the scenes that genuinely people never...
Take into account?
Never take into account, never realize a lot of stuff. Because end of the day, as funny, you know what I've gotten normally on the podcast, and I laugh and I take it as a very high compliment.
What?
Wow, you guys really script this like really great. Joke is on you, sir. We walk in, make coffee, go pee, shoot some shit, and just hit record. Because honestly, we
done.
I would like to eventually become that professional. And thank you guys for like the ones that kind of dive in there and be like, wow, you guys really script some good shit. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Script who? What?
Oh, you think we waste trees? Oh, no, Bobby. We just talk. And we the only difference is we hit record. And then everybody else gets to hear us the next following day.
Which is a scarier idea.
And truth be told, we literally shoot this shit normally the day before. Very rarely have we been lucky.
To shoot a double.
To shoot a double or even a triple and have stuff like...
Set for the weekend.
Set for the week, which in a perfect world, that would be great. But it never fucking works out that way just because we're always bombarded with a mess of shit. Or we get into... We get sidetracked so fucking nice that before you know it, we're like, oh my God, we
it's still 8
have,
o'clock.
We still have to do the fucking podcast.
We still got to do this fucking podcast.
So, and the, it is not easy. But honestly, if it wasn't for like... The stupid numbers that we see of people that follow and listen and like and share and repost. And I swear to God, it's one of those. It's one of those. So again, thank you guys for like the compliments
thank
that
you
we
very,
for that we do get for this.
Very much.
Let's see. I don't know. What else?
I think that's everything. Where are we at?
Yeah. Kidding me? 26 minutes. We can do a
good
little
bit. Good enough.
No, dude, look at this nigga. He wants to hang up on all of you. He wants to. You know what that means? No voting.
Don't do that.
Oh, I just fucked you, didn't I?
Don't do that. God's going to punish you. God's going to punish you.
Oh, man. Let's see what else. No, well, we got the New York show coming up.
I won't be here for that. I'll be in
Yeah, Florida. No, you won't.
I got
Joey on. That's going to help cover. I'm going to make him wear his sexy sweats.
You're going to get your ass whooped.
No, I'm just waiting for Jess to text me, to be honest. The second she hears it, like, yo, why are you putting my man's shit out there?
Dead. No head. Crunched up.
But no, yeah, he's going to help us cover. So just so we shoot everything, hopefully, in one day. Acura's coming back, which was a surprising thing. Honda as well signed up for the New York show. Ooh. What the flying fuck was that? That was Jesus?
Patting you on the head. Stop it. Stop playing with me.
There's a few companies actually coming back, which I was surprised about and happy about because, you know, it kind of makes the show look a little, if they weren't around.
Mm. Oh, do we want to talk about, should we advertise that they're selling space there?
We can touch base a little bit on it.
We can't say who.
Yeah, no, obviously. I don't want to sit there and do names.
Stupid little brain fart we had about getting space in the Javits and then saying, you know what, let's turn it into a little car show in our area and we'll sell the spaces. And then we were like, how stupid is that idea? Nobody's going to pay that much. And then somebody's
sure
doing
behold.
It. Somebody's doing it.
And for a real fucking amount, too. Like,
dumb, give me gum.
It's one of those that, I mean, again, me personally, no, absolutely not. I would not pay that for a fucking car show.
But that's the same shit like sneakers. You were buying them at $200 and they're like, all right, that's a high price already.
Yeah, but you know
and
what?
And they were reselling them for $6.
But you just said it right there, though. In that aspect... You have retail in it, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's say you got the spot, right? I pay you the wild amount that they're asking for, which, again, I'm not even going to bother getting into that. You guys want to dig into that, that's on, you know, on your prerogative.
You to do the homework.
Yeah, just me personally. It's a me thing. I'm not telling anybody else to, you know, kind of do whatever they want. Disclaimer, you know, out there.
We should start
what?
The show with a disclaimer.
Oh, 4 seasons in. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. It makes total sense.
Have you ever seen the Andrew Tate disclaimer?
No, what's that?
It's everything Andrew says is a lie. Everything social media says is the truth. And like just basically like felonious bullshit.
I mean, it's not a terrible way to start, to be honest. We can work on it for like season 5 if we don't get canceled by then. But again, you host this event, or you get the space for this event. I pay you this crazy number for the event. You benefit from that. Me, it's a short-term benefit. Mm-hmm. Because what, it's a week mm-hmm. that you're in there pretty mm-hmm. much?
Yep.
Which is cool. The exposure is great. Don't get me wrong.
Parking spot for a week.
Yeah, it's a parking spot for a week, which is great. I'm not even bashing that because I did it 2 years and it was beautiful and I loved every second of it. But my whole gist of it is, what, like, how are you really getting judged? Like, I don't see the, like, the whole, like, car show aspect of it. Now, when I say that, I meant not in general as the whole Javis thing. I meant more as, like, our style car shows. Like, going, competing, getting judged, and blah, blah, blah. But it, when you're saying sneakers, at least you can go buy the wild number of sneakers, but then resell it for triple. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So in that aspect, you can't really base it on, like, you know, the shoe algorithm because it doesn't.
It's the same shit, though.
No, it's not. Because at least you're, you know, there's more retail value in the fucking sneakers.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. And we're really only talking about this because I got an offer as well to put cars in. But I'm realistic. I'm not going to have my... like you guys cough up the wild number for a week to be in the Javis.
Hold on.
What? Are you searching their website?
Shut up.
Where are you going?
Mind your business.
Where the fuck are you going?
Phoning a friend.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
I am working on payroll. What's up?
All right. We're doing the podcast right now. I just want to let you know that you're on the podcast, and I want to say thank you for being such a great supporter.
Of course, always.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, my love.
You're gonna listen to this later, and you're definitely gonna text me.
Oh my god! I can't stand either. You guys. I love you both. I can't.
We'll catch you later.
All right.
Bye.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Love her. Joey made a good pick, yo.
You know, going back to this.
Oh, yeah, no, absurd. Hold on, hear me out, though.
What?
The advertising space and the promotion you get off that and taking pictures and blah, blah, blah.
That's...
bragging rights. It all equals up to that number. I
get it. It's just... I...
can't justify it.
I just... yeah, exactly. That's what that comes down to.
For that, you buy a carbon fiber diffuser for your rear...
yeah, just, I don't know. Price. Like I said, I give them credit. They've been able to pull it off. I understood. Again, I guess things changed after COVID pretty mm-hmm. much. That's mm-hmm. what I'm assuming. That's what I'm assuming. That you really couldn't pull something like that off because you can get, like, kicked out.
Like, I just think somebody knows somebody knows somebody.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm assuming anyway. It could be wrong, but it is what it is. But yeah, I am curious to see their lineup. You know, I'll do some nice B-roll as per usual and check out the cars that are going to be there. I know a few guys are going to be heading over there again, which I'm excited to see. But yeah, let's see what happens. Because apparently, I mean, they've been doing pretty good. And they rent a good big space. That's a pretty hefty big deal. Package. You know. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Maybe we one up them in the future.
Let's see what happens. It would be cool because watch us be there the next time around. We're like, oh, we get it now.
It makes sense. It's
fair. We'll just make a new episode and be like, we're completely backtrack on whatever the fuck we just said.
No, we were wrong. We're sorry.
We're wrong. We get it now. We totally get it. But let's see what happens. Like I said, hopefully we do have some cool stuff to announce.
Do you have gum?
No way.
I keep on smelling fruit.
No, it's just your game. It was too easy not to, bro. Come on. Mind you, people, this is us, like, with the mic off.
Hold on. So, I got a question, guys. You guys buy merch that the shirt says if it's not Gabe, keep the socks on? And when you look down, it's like halfway socks and says the socks?
I believe you got your answer from God. I believe that was an answer from
sell
Jesus.
Sell it.
I'll put up the poll. I'll put up the poll.
No, you're not. What you're going to do for the poll
what?
Is mine and Eddie's links to vote.
I have your links in the
bio. No, no, no. You're going to put it as every question until this thing is over and we both die.
Got it. Cool. Okay. Aside from that, I'll also put a second poll on the merch idea. What was the other one? You had another one that was actually funnier.
Oh, all right. So the back of the shirt says...
it's not gay until like...
No, stop. What? Don't fuck this up for me.
Okay.
It's a black shirt. And in rainbow letters...
So fucking passionate.
It says pride, and it's in rainbow letters. And under it, it says men love men. And that's in rainbow letters.
So you're... Just so I get this straight...
Hashtag.
Okay. Pride blah, blah, blah. And all that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So no, just so like people know where to send the hate mail. Okay.
And under that, hashtag women love women. And it's in rainbow letters. And under that, it says, kissing the homies at car shows. And it's just plain black and white. And then under it, it says, see, told you it's not gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay. Just, you know, I would like to add some humor into the idea of being comfortable with your sexuality.
Very good save. We are no longer going to be canceled. I'm proud of you.
What you think? You think it was for that? Okay, that's cool.
That was a good save. That was a very good save. I got worried for a second how you were describing that entire fucking shirt. I'll be honest.
Why would I?
Because that could have gone south many different ways.
Again, this is the internet. Everybody knows that I'm full of jokes. Wow, even my neck hurts. This is bad.
Yeah,
dude.
Man, that's what happens, bro.
That's fucking LGBTQ.
Yeah, LGBTQ crew. Bro, they're coming for you.
My throat and my asshole are going to hurt later.
Bro.
No, I'm kidding.
But as long as it gets you the votes, you must win whatever it takes.
My farts are going to sound like coughs. I don't care. I won. I won.
Is it a windy day? No. Snuff ate Taco Bell.
It smells like a windy day in Newark. Anybody ever driving down a parkway and get that smell and you look over at the person next to you and be like, did you just rip ass, dude? You're like, nah, it's Newark. I used to do that to Katie all the time, just like, nah, it's Newark. Meanwhile, we had Taco Bell earlier that day. She couldn't roll down the window. She just had to stay with it with the face like she just sucked on a lemon all perched up and shit.
You're horrible.
I don't care.
I swear to God.
I married her.
Yeah, you're right.
My person. Love you, babe.
But let's see. I am curious to see now... Top eight. I am curious to see the build. Well, your bumper, better said, on what you end up going.
Let's get off this shit.
What?
Come on.
Well, I mean, we're doing pretty good. It's probably going to be like 40 minutes. So
no, we're done.
You see that shit, bro? He wants to get rid of all you people. Fuck you see guys. This? Remember this, I'm kidding.
I'm sitting in this chair and I have to move.
All right, so I will put up your links as per usual. Please vote for the C4 cars, please. That would be great and dandy. I appreciate it.
Stop voting for that fucking V12 Subaru, please. Please stop voting for that motherfucker.
Honestly, for those that have not seen the website. And
do Alfredo's crackheads listen to this? I got a plan. I need to talk to them.
I think they have too many convulsions before hitting the freaking play button on their phones. But anyway. But yeah, like I said, this was more a shoot the shit episode of the podcast. Technically, that's literally going to be the title. Shooting the shit. And yeah, just because.
Why not? We why own this shit.
Honestly, we. Yeah. Because fuck it.
Do what the fuck we want.
And we have just so much other shit
going on in
planning,
our lives.
Quite literally planning and trying to get stuff
transpiring
situated and scheduled correctly and making sure everything lines up beautifully. And yeah. So again, hopefully we have some more info to hopefully announce soon. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm going to keep you guys in suspense. And no, don't message me or text me to find out what the fuck it is. I'm still not going to tell you.
So, all right.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Remember to keep it custom, boys and girls, because life is too short to stay stock.
What he said. Catch you guys on the next one.
Later, babe.